Hi, this is Jim Marshall with this Black History Month moment.
The time Dred Scott spent at Fort Snelling in Minnesota as a slave owned by Army Dr. John Emerson became the focal point of a legal argument against slavery that reached the United States Supreme Court. Scott was born into slavery in Virginia right around 1799 and was later transferred to Dr. Emerson. Scott accompanied Emerson as the Army relocated the doctor to places where slavery was legal and illegal, including living in free territory in what became Minnesota. After Emerson died in 1843, his wife leased Scott to others for 3 years. Scott began seeking legal recourse for his freedom in 1846. And the case navigated through the Missouri and federal courts for 11 years until the United States Supreme Court ruled in 1857 that persons descended from Africans, whether slave or free, were not citizens of the United States. Emerson's widow had remarried in 1850 to abolitionist Calvin C. Chaffee. Reports are that Chaffee did not know his wife owned Scott until a month before the Supreme Court's decision. Chaffee's persuasion of his wife helped lead to the emancipation of Scott less than 3 months after the case. Unfortunately, Scott was only able to enjoy the freedom he gained from his persistence for a short time. He died from tuberculosis in 1858, but he left behind freedom for his wife and their two daughters. The issue of slavery continued to divide America in the years leading to the Civil War and was finally abolished by the 13th Amendment in 1865.